going now, baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Friday edition. But before you bet right here on the Coverage YouTube channel, make sure you smash that subscribe button right down there. If you like the show, make sure you hit the like button right down there as well. And if you want to participate in the show, hit up the live chat. Let us know what your best bets are for tonight. Or if you're watching the replay, hit up the comment section. Let us know what you are on. Okay, so we are once again going rapid fire again today. Everything for the NBA, though. No NHL, no college hoops today. 8 total picks in the NBA. I hope you like assist props, and I hope you like totals. Let's bring in our guy, the Ass Man, John Mettler. Mettler Magic, hoping to rub off on me today. Mettler, how are you making out?
Good. There's music in my ears when you said everything NBA. I love it.
All NBA. Okay. No more small talk. Let's get right into the action. Let's start things off in beautiful Detroit, Michigan, where the Cleveland Cavaliers are in town. My bet for this game, I'm going to go under the first half total, the number sitting there at 113.5. So check out this trend. I got a lot of them on today's show. The Cavaliers have gone under the first half total in 10 straight games on the road and in 9 of their last 10 overall, regardless of location. Those last 10 overall have seen them allow the fifth fewest points in the first half at just 53.9 per game. This aligns well with an awful stretch in the first half for the Pistons offense. They're 27th in first half scoring over the last 10 games, just 52.6 points. The Cavs just a little bit better at 55.6. Detroit, surprisingly, pretty good perimeter defense. They're allowing the third fewest threes per game over the last 10 games. Cleveland, one of the better defenses in the NBA. They allow the second fewest points per game on the road. They are great at limiting points in the paint and at the free throw line. So don't expect a lot of easy buckets for the Pissers in the first half. Give me the under there. Okay, over to John. We're staying in this game for a player prop. Donovan Mitchell, what do you like for him?
So I'm going Donovan Mitchell over 5.5 assists. So for Mitchell, you know, they just played the Pistons January 31st, and Mitchell had 45 points and 8 assists. He had a massive game. Like, the Pistons, there was, whether it was Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, it really didn't matter who was guarding him. He was able to blow past and get in the lane. He had, like, complete, also from the three-point line, he was separating like crazy. I think he hit 6 threes in that game. The one thing for tonight's game versus that game is, you know, in that game, Asar Thompson, this was before the trade deadline. So like Bojan Bogdanovic, Alec Burks, these guys were playing for the Pistons. Asar Thompson only saw 18 minutes in that game. Now Asar Thompson is a starter. He's playing 30 plus minutes. He's actually a really good perimeter defender. Like, even for a rookie, if you look at his defense metric and just watch him, he's excellent on the perimeter. And I think you just touched on both the perimeter defense there. For Thompson, I just think Thompson will be the primary defender on Mitchell. And that could create Mitchell. You know, Mitchell, whenever you're talking about a superstar in the NBA, they're always going to be able to score. They're always going to be able to get in the lane. They're still going to get to their spots and stuff. But I think Thompson, like the length and athleticism, Thompson could disrupt Mitchell like just enough that when he does get in the lane, he might be looking for, you know, his lob threats of Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, or his shooters, Max Strus and Darius Garland. And Mitchell's teammates right now, like Garland just hit 7 threes the other night. Max Strus had all those big threes against the Mavericks. His shooters are shooting it really well right now. That really helps an assist prop. And he also has 2 lob threats. He's in like the perfect environment to get assists. Also, just quickly, this we had on the graph there, plus 115. I bet at plus 120 this morning before we came on here. I did see it move to minus 130 at DraftKings. That's a huge move. It's moved quite a bit. Yeah. So I priced this at minus 118. I saw there was a minus 110 on the board. You're getting pretty close to that point where I'd probably just leave it alone, but it might come back, you know, props move all over the time. So like later this afternoon, if you see like a plus 100, grab it.
Okay, there we go. Next up, let us go to Philadelphia, where the Charlotte Hornets are in town. I have another under bet, a total of 214. Let's take the under on this one because we are seeing rock bottom scoring in Hornets games here lately. 7 straight unders, average combined score of just 204 in those games. And check this out, at least one side in these 7 games scored fewer than 100 points 7 times during the span. These teams met back on January 24th and combined for just 186 points in that game. Just horrible offensive form for these teams. 30th and 24th in offensive rating over the last 10 games. On the defensive end, however, both really good at forcing turnovers, so don't be surprised to see a lot of dead possessions in this game. And recent playing styles do suggest that this game will be played at a slower pace. Last 10 games, each team is in the bottom third of the league in pace. And Philly on defense, they're making their opponents work. They are allowing the fourth fewest shots per game over the last 10 games. So give me under tonight in Philadelphia. Maybe something a little bit more exciting. Steph Curry, what do you like for him?
I'm going Stephen Curry over 4.5 assists. So I actually bet this exact prop yesterday. And I hate to break to you, but it didn't win. He only had one assist against the Knicks. It's not really what you want to hear, but he had 8 potential assists, which is a good sign. I think my opinion of for yesterday with Curry, with why I bet it, is it's the same today. And I still feel pretty strongly about this stance. So it's why I'm coming back to it, is that, you know, Curry was trading at like 6.5, 5.5. They've dropped him down to 4.5 here because Chris Paul's back, and Chris Paul statistically hurts Curry for assists. It's, you know, proven from earlier in the season. The thing is, I think they've over adjusted for this, because earlier in the season, Chris Paul was starting alongside Curry. So he was like completely vulturing Curry's assists, moving him off the ball. That's not the case anymore. Like Curry's in complete control of the offense when he's on the court. Their minutes are kind of running. They overlap a couple minutes here and there, but they're pretty much running opposite of each other. So this is very different to me. I think it's hasn't been proper. I think they're adjusting Curry's prop because Paul's back, without kind of taking into account like how the rotations and the substitution powers are very different for the Warriors now versus where they were early in the season. So I'm coming back to this. His projection's higher today against the Raptors than it was yesterday against the Knicks. And we're getting even a better juice on the 4.5. So I'm coming right back to the 4.5.
All right. Shout out to Luis Torres in the live chat. He says LFG. Boys, now I know what the L stands for. I know what the G stands for. Not quite sure what the F stands for there. But shout out to Luis Torres. Okay, moving on. Game of the week across all sports. Of course, I'm talking about the Portland Trail Blazers in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. An over bet. Here we go. Over 107.5 in the first half in this game. Check out this trend. These teams are combined 16-3-1 to the first half over. In their last 10 games, each team's average combined score at half has been higher than this number of 107.5. The Blazers' defense has been getting off to awful starts on the road. They are 29th in first half points allowed on the road since the calendar flipped to 2024, allowing 62.8 points in the first half in that span. And expect a lot of action from the three-point line and at the foul line. Memphis has actually been strong offensively from three-point land, but awful on the defensive end when defending the perimeter. And some dirty defense has the Portland Trail Blazers ranked near the bottom of the league in foul shots allowed over the last 10 games. So give us over 107.5 in the first half in that game. Next up, Vucevic, you're going back to the well on this one, right? I think you were on him the other night.
Yeah, we're on him for Wednesday's show. So on Wednesday, I was talking about it was 2.5 minus 110. I was saying, you know, even regardless of the matchup at this price, it's just a good bet for Vucevic. So imagine when I woke up this morning, I mean, the coffee wasn't even in my veins yet. I saw plus 105. I was like, bet, I'm taking this. Or he gave me 2.5 plus 105. So this, on top of, you know, I think this is a really good price just in general for Vucevic. The matchup is there. This is the perfect matchup for a bet like this. You know, we've been tacking the Milwaukee. We've been using assist props for centers against the Milwaukee Bucks all season. Vucevic fits his profile perfectly because he's a shooting. He's like, forward who can pull their rim protectors away from the lane, and he can shoot the ball and he can pass the ball. The one thing too with this, I actually do think, you know, they haven't done it in their previous games against the Bucks this season. I actually do think they might go back to that Vucevic at the 4 and Drummond at the 5, like they just used against the Cavaliers on Wednesday. This would also help Vucevic with this prop. They beat the Cavaliers on Wednesday, so why wouldn't you go back to it? It's kind of the same, you know, the Cavaliers are really good on the front court, Bucks really good on the front court. Alex Caruso missed that game, which made it pretty easy for Donovan to decide to use that lineup. He's questionable tonight. I'm not sure if he's in or out. I think they might just use that lineup in general, and because of, you know, the matchup with the Bucks, and that would really help Vucevic's assist prop as well.
Okay, so back to the well on that one, and back to the well on under for Pacers versus Pelicans. We played this on Wednesday when the game was in Indiana. I'm going to play it again with tonight's game taking place in New Orleans, the number at 239. So check out this, a trend-heavy show here. The Pacers have gone under in 14 of their last 17 games on the road. Their games on the road tend to be lower scoring than their games at home. And this is a trend I mentioned. It hit for us there the other night. So it's now up to 10 straight Pacers games with a total of 240 or less have gone under the total. This includes a game on Wednesday when these teams met. And you check out the Pelicans, pretty much almost close to elite defensively when they are on their home court. They are fifth in defensive rating at home since the calendar flipped to 2024. Now, they did allow the Pacers to go off for 223 points the other night, but that was in Indiana. So I think we're going to see an improved performance and effort from them in this game. Keep in mind, they were on the second game of a back-to-back in that game, and it is rare to see two bad defensive performances in a row from New Orleans. So under 239 for that one. And we're going to wrap things up out in Los Angeles, where the Washington Wizards are in 10, and we're going to fade them, but we're going to fade them by taking the under on their team total of 111.5. So Washington's offense has been pretty damn bad in the second game of a back-to-back. The last five games in the second game of a back-to-back, they scored 106, 108, 104, 105, 102. You get the point. Their offense also stinks on the road. 25th in EFG percentage on the road since January 1st. And I often don't go to the motivation angle, but I think it sets up nicely here for the Clippers. I think we can expect a max effort from them after that epic choke versus the Lakers the other night, probably their biggest rival in the league. They blew a massive lead there in the fourth quarter. Just an embarrassing loss. Also, this is a favorable scheduling spot for the Clippers. They do have the day off tomorrow. And they have had some spurts where they've been pretty strong on the defensive end. So I think a good opportunity for them to bounce back after the wake-up call there the other night against the Lakers. Okay, that's it. In and out. With eight picks, Medler, any closing words for the viewers here?
Yeah, you're just talking about the motivation angle there. I think as we come down the stretch here with all these Western Conference teams, I think that is kind of something you need to play, because you can look at the standings right now. You lose one, two games, you go from the four seed to the ninth for the play-in or the eighth for the play-in. So these Western Conference teams, they have to keep their foot on the gas coming down the stretch here. So the Clippers, I mean, they're as close to the one seed as they are being in the play-in right now. So there's no room to relax here.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't come out 100% effort tonight, I don't know if this is a team you can really trust to make a deep run in the playoffs after that epic choke. And they're fairly healthy. I think Paul George might be questionable, but most of the big dogs should be in the lineup here for them tonight. Okay, so that does it for the Friday edition. Before You Bet, a lot of great content up here on the Covers YouTube channel, though. The boys did their hockey show earlier this morning. So if you want some puck picks, you can check that out. That's up live on our channel right now. UFC going on tomorrow. Roe and I did our best bets video for that. So if you're interested in the UFC fight night event in Las Vegas tomorrow, you can check out our best bets for that. And that's it. We're going to be right back with you guys on Monday, breaking down all of our best bets for, I think we're going to have some college basketball and maybe some hockey on the show as well on Monday. So thank you guys very much for tuning in. Thanks to John Mettler for joining us. Mettler, best of luck with your bets, and we'll see you guys on Monday.